You're listening to That Church Podcast with Justin Dean and Van Baird. Conversations about digital media and the church. Join our community online at thatchurch.community.
We may have jumped the shark this week with how cool this guy is. Jeremy Poland, how you doing, man?
What's up, everybody? All is well.
Good. So for our listeners and for our community,
he's definitely way cooler than we are,
man. Way cooler. Yeah, for sure. And just so we can prove that, tell our listeners and our community a little bit about you and where you can be found online.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy. I do church social media and marketing and a lot of live media. And I actually play guitar in the band at 4640 Student Center in Grand Junction, Colorado. I'm very weird and I like Chick-fil-A a lot. I think that's important.
Very.
So 40 hours a week at the church. And then on the side, I'm a portrait photographer. I do a lot of senior photos this time of year. So it's a little crazy. It's pretty much what I do. It's a lot of fun.
Well, good. Well, yeah. So you've kind of got a nice little setup if you're working in student ministry and you do senior portraits.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little funnel.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Word. Pretty smart guy. Weird, but smart. So let's start with 4640. Tell us about that and your role there and how you spend the majority of your week.
Yeah. So I focus on youth on 4640. My main week is I'll build everything that goes on the screens. I'm slightly overworked. I build everything that goes on the screens. I do all the sound mixing and like preparation for all the live stuff, all the stage stuff. And then I do social media. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We do run Google Plus. We can talk about that later.
Sorry, you run what?
Google Plus.
Wait, what?
Right.
Is that new? Is that something new for doing?
Not familiar cool. with that platform.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And Snapchat, which I'm sure we'll get to. So that's kind of my week's adventure. I could probably work 50 hours a week and still be busy. I'm sure that way.
For sure. So 4640 stands for what?
4640 stands for John 640. That is the like theme verse, and your homework is to look it up. So it's just kind of the theme verse. It's all over the room and on our cards and stuff.
Okay. So from a youth ministry standpoint, social media looks a lot different than people that are maybe getting the narthex ready at their church. So, you know, with all their bulletins and things like that. So what's y'all's strategy, you know, as far as youth and social media? Because it's just a lot different interaction I would expect.
Right. It's very creative. With youth, to catch them off guard, you got to be different and you got to be creative and you got to be weird. That's what I do. So I take a lot of inspiration from like Young and Free or Hillsong Young and Free and a lot of those like youth targeted groups, just to make it different and interesting. And kids really react to that a lot differently than adults. And I think it's important to focus on the weirdness.
So give us an example of something that's just totally weird that you've done recently on social media.
Man. We did a fake plant Friday post. Every Friday we'd have kids. During youth group, I take their picture, but they're holding a fake plant. I just have this hatred for fake plants. Somehow they end up in the church and they're everywhere. I'm sure your guys' church has them. You end up with fake plants. And so I like to make fun of them and make kids hold them and take their picture. And it went up every Friday for a pretty good long time of them just fake plant Friday, tag them in the picture and they show all their friends. It's pretty fun.
So totally random. Yeah.
Totally random, different stuff that catches you off guard.
I love it.
Pretty fun. Great.
So what platforms do you feel like the students in y'all's ministry are gravitating toward the most?
Right. Students I reach on Instagram and Snapchat. That's about it. There's like a couple really bright middle schoolers that end up on Facebook.
Okay.
Because that's where their like smart friends are.
Okay.
Majority you see on Instagram and Snapchat. That's where I find
them. Wow, that's really, really interesting. I love this. Is it like, are they engaging with you on Instagram? Like actually commenting back and forth and.
Right. Yeah. That's where you see the most interaction is on Instagram, I think, with students. If you want to reach the parents, post on the Facebook page, which of course we have, and it's set up, I have it set up on Buffer to just automatically go to everything, but I think all the kids are on Instagram. That's where I reach them.
Yeah. Wow. So as far as the engagement, we'll get to that too, but what are y'all doing live and in person to let students know? How do you market to them to let them know, or are they just finding you? How do they know where to find your accounts?
I just push it everywhere I can. Like we've got posters up on the walls with the Snapchat little QR code thing. And, I have a poster on the wall that's on a projector that just says, yo, follow us on Instagram. That's just super simple.
Yep.
We don't really have any incentives currently, to follow us. That would be probably wise, but
you know. And then, do you follow students back from the account?
For a while I was actually doing, I forget what the site was called, but you can just follow other people's followers. And this is really sneaky and kind of creepy, but it worked.
Yeah.
I would have a picture of a student and their friends, just hanging out doing what they do at youth group. And I would follow their friends on Instagram as the church account. And okay. Friends would see that kid on our page and give us a follow. Maybe check us out on Tuesday, Wednesday. Kind of worked. I thought I saw a lot of new followers and.
Okay. So you're following the students' friends, but you also follow your students. The account follows the students' accounts.
Not all of them. Not always.
Okay. So was that just like a strategic thing, or is just something that just never happened?
Just never really have the time to, you know, devote to following each kid. Like I feel like. Try to do that, there'd be one kid that gets left out, and that's
right. Gotcha. So what's your, tell us about your Instagram strategy. What are you posting and how often? And, you know, and then from an engagement standpoint, from a monitoring standpoint, what's your strategy there?
Right. So I try to post just about every day, which is kind of a burden because I don't work every day. And so I have to take time on my days off to actually post, but it's worth it because it keeps kids thinking about what's happening in the youth group during the week. And so my week's posts are just occasional. I'll try to do a pretty good even mix of photos of what happened during service. So if it's like a wacky game, because it's youth groupy, stuff happens. I'll do like 50% of like wacky games, kids hanging out. You know, we do like a lawn party. So they have like their hot dog and they're all's good. That's 50%, and the other percent is scripture and points from the sermon. We do just podcasts, so I'll listen back and catch little notes and make little slides with notes on them. And that seems to get pretty equal engagement, which is really cool to see. The kids aren't just there for the fun.
Right.
So that's been really successful.
So from an engagement measurement, any tools that you're using for that? Or are you just looking at the numbers on Instagram?
Yeah, not currently. I just look on likes and comments, reaction.
Yeah, it's pretty immediate analytics.
It's very obvious. I haven't done the business page thing yet. I'm kind of afraid to. We will see.
Oh, why is that?
Well, we currently don't pay for any Facebook ads or anything.
Okay.
So I'm kind of don't want to start. I'm just going to see until they push us to be a business account. I'm going to try to see what happens if I stay, because I mean the contact button.
Gotcha.
Get out of it. I wouldn't use the analytics, I don't think. But
so you worried is if you declare it as a page based on their new analytics and algorithm, y'all's pictures aren't going to show up as much.
Maybe. Yeah. I just haven't had enough like time to focus on researching it and seeing like how it's working out for people. Sounds like so far it's been about the same, but I would, as a business plan for Instagram, I feel like they would downgrade. I don't know. No idea. But I'm just waiting. We'll see.
Okay. So this is off the cuff because we don't script our interviews.
Right.
But I read an article and I need to find the guy so I can give him credit. Maybe I can find it before this post. But he took the teenage, this is his words, teenage girls approach to using Kylie Jenner's Instagram as a way to grow their followers. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
So there's this short code. The girls, when Kylie Jenner posts an Instagram picture, if you go and look at all her comments, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of accounts that leave two letters, and it'll say LP, which is short for last pick, which means you go to their account and you double tap on the last pick that they posted.
Huh.
And so what this guy did is he kind of wanted to see, like, well, what would that do to my post? Not that he wanted teenage girls liking his picture or wanted teenage girls as followers, but what would happen as far as it, the picture showing up in the top of Instagram's algorithm.
Right.
So he did that for like an hour, and sure enough, his engagement was greater than it ever had been. Awesome. And he had people that sort of liking his photos and following his account that he didn't necessarily know who they were, but he could definitely tell that that it got viewed way more often for about an hour, and then it just kind of died off.
Because the post is no longer being seen as much.
As much, and there's not as activity, but Instagram was bumping it up to the top because it was.
Huh.
So that's a lot of work, but I thought that was really interesting that there's this whole subculture of Instagram that I'm not even aware of.
Huh. I would consider trying that on my photography page. I feel like if I did that on the church account, you wouldn't get the followers that you want because they're not local students, but.
Right. And I don't think he was doing it for followers necessarily, because you can post the shorthand. You can post for last pick. You can put the word row, which means go and like the last row. And then I forget what the other shorthand was to like the page or follow it. But really, really interesting article.
A staying millennial.
This is crazy, man. This is better than the secret menu at In-N-Out.
Yeah, it's crazy what you can read on the internet.
Yeah.
So, well, Instagram's one platform. Tell us about Snapchat on twofold questions. So tell us about 4640's approach to Snapchat, and then tell us about Jair's approach to Snapchat.
Right. So 4640, it's spelled out 4T640, the letters, because you can't have a number as the first character. It's stupid. Anyway, I try to focus on behind the scenes and like a good see you tonight push of just to show what it looks like to be there and show what it's like to be a student. Cause everything you see on our main social media is taken with my giant 5D Mark III, like nice looking gorgeous photos. And it's not really behind the scenes feeling.
Right.
And so I try to go for this, what it's like to be a student. So last night we had somebody in one of those awesome dinosaur costumes with like inflatable.
Yeah.
Worth it, by the way, on Amazon. So none of that's going to end up on, I didn't even take a picture with my 5D. Cause you just want to show like this, what it's like to be there. And so I was filming dinosaur walking around the middle school night and, or junior high night, and just weird, funny, interesting things. I use the stickers a lot. I use the big text a lot. I use the, I actually have a hoverboard, the two wheel little things that catch on fire during Christmas. I got one of those. It didn't catch on fire.
Okay.
I use that a ton on Snapchat, just to, like cruise through the room. And I don't do it on youth group nights because the kids might take it. And I think we're in trouble for that. But it's a blast. I just keep it super weird. This is kind of my catchphrase. Keep it weird.
Now, we've been talking to you for 30 minutes. You don't come across as super weird. So tell us a little bit more about that, and then we'll get back to Snapchat.
Right. Maybe my definition of weird is a little off, but I think very creatively, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kind of a thinker. I don't know.
So, but you've used that kind of as your catchphrase and your motto, and it's served you pretty well.
Keep it weird could be almost defined as keep it different, but that just isn't as glamorous. I don't know.
That's true. So how much did you have to pay for the neon sign?
This thing?
Yeah.
It's actually a paper print that I designed at like 3 a.m.
Gotcha. Yeah. From here, it looks neon.
That's awesome. It's a neon font.
That's so cool. It totally looks like a sign you got plugged in.
Awesome. Yep.
You guys know how to, you're like, we're designers. We get inspiration at like 2-3 a.m. and we're just like, let's make something. And like, that's what happened for that one. It's actually, you can't really tell, but it's like a cool star photo. And
So the designer in you, then, back to Snapchat, is it hard as a photographer who knows how to take really good pictures not to use the memory feature now in Snapchat and start posting stuff that looks a little cleaner?
Right. Memories drive me crazy, first of all, because you have to take a picture and it always goes up for me. I don't know about you guys. And so I don't even use it. I'm trying to like decrease their algorithm that says this guy's not using it. He doesn't want it. Get rid of the feature. I don't know.
Fighting the man. I understand. That's good.
Take that. nerds. but I just think it's too much work to get photos from my, you know, fancy camera immediately to my phone and upload to Snapchat, because like Snapchat is like right now in the moment anyway. Right. So I'm trying to like get into Lightroom and like make it look all pretty with the VSCO presets, you know, whatever. So I struggle with the stupid filters on Snapchat, and I don't like them, but I make them work.
Right. So the appeal of what I'm hearing for you from Snapchat is it is in the moment. It is what's going on right now. And that's what you should be leaning into.
And that's what these millennials and Gen X kids like.
Okay.
What's happening?
So from from the ministry's perspective, having that account, I'll go back to the engagement. Are you guys public, and can anybody follow your snaps? In other words, if you've got a snap that's going up, is the chat at the bottom and you know, we can respond, or are you guys following students back as they follow you?
Yeah. So it's public, and we're also following back. So kids can message us and ask questions. I'm always getting questions of like, how much is a bracelet to go on the spider jump? Cause we have one of those bouncy trampoline things.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I think it's just wise to be able to interact quickly with students. So that's all set up. I'm the only one that runs it. So it's my ability. I can't, there's all this trouble with Snapchat that everyone's concerned about.
Sure.
Message people and it goes away. That's not, right. I'm the only one accountable. So,
Yeah. So that was one of the questions, because we are going to have some people listening to this. That is a big deal. And Justin and I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but is that something that's ever been addressed? You know, is there anything in place? Is that even just, it's just not an issue with you guys?
Hasn't been a problem yet. We'll end up adding spam accounts on accident, and there's like something gross and you just block that guy, but other than that,
which you can get that on Twitter or anywhere. So it's not like you can escape it.
Right. I haven't run into any troubles yet with, students messaging, because a lot of kids know it's me. Kids follow my personal one too. I haven't gotten anything yet.
I think that helps, that there's a little bit of transparency there, that the students know who's running the account.
It's less creepy that they're, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. So are you familiar with like Ghost Codes or Sideloader for Snapchat? Huh. Okay, so Ghost Codes will help. This is good for any ministry who's worried about who's following us or who should we follow. Oh. Ghost Codes is an app where you can build your profile, put in your snap code, and then put in what you're about. So what things you like. So it can be Jesus, church, ministry, things like that. And then you can find other people that have said the same thing.
Okay.
Their interest. And then you just grab their ghost code, and then now you can friend them on Snapchat. So right. It's a nice little buffering tool. If you don't know who somebody is that just followed you, you can jump over to Ghost Code and see if they've created an account. Not everybody has, but it blew up. And so a lot of people are on there. Yeah. And then Sideloader is basically where you have Snapchat on steroids. It's not a third party app necessarily. It's just kind of reconfiguring, some of the Snapchat settings in your phone to where now you can download, if somebody sends you something, you can save it and they don't get notified.
That's cool. That's helpful.
Yeah. So from a church perspective, that can alleviate some of the fear of stuff disappearing.
Yeah.
And there's some other cool things you can do to it too. Like just say you're going 600 miles an hour when you're really not. But things like that where it can help as far as privacy and accountability.
Right. That sounds like some kind of jailbreak. Is that just an app that people can download?
Yeah. If you have a jailbroken phone, you can do a lot of similar things with apps that are out there for jailbroken phones. But this is, if you have a Mac, there's video tutorials out there where you download an app and have to reconfigure Snapchat on your phone. But once you're done, because you have to plug it into your phone and use the iTunes connection. Wow. But that's, after that, it's good to go.
Sounds worth it to me.
Yeah, so for sure. So you're in student ministry. We're not. We hear article after article about using social media to reach the next generation. I mean, who's out there besides you guys that you're watching and doing things well? And what do you want the church to know as far as what we can do with digital in order to reach people that are 20 and under?
Right. So again, kids like stuff that catches them off guard, and stuff that's different, and stuff that, cause they're so used to seeing an ad for their local anything. There's like a roller rink down the street that posts 50% off sale, like all this trash that's on social media. So you got to like really, carefully create stuff that's different and not another, like viral video and not another, stuff, something that's going to be scrolled right past. So you got to create stuff that's personable. They love their youth pastor. And that's true for any church. There's all this humor. And so post a lot of pictures of your leadership, post a lot of pictures of the kids doing fun adventures, at the youth group. And they like that. They don't want to see just boring, graphics of the next, like don't post the poster of an event, like post your youth pastor holding the poster, going to get way better engagement because they want to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah. Justin, didn't you, was it Westridge that did something really cool with their playlist?
Yeah. Westridge, they flew a drone over their church and they actually with chalk, wrote out the set list on their roof and had the drone kind of come in and zoom in on each song title. It was really well done. It was super cool.
Wow. I'm totally going to try that. That's awesome.
So yeah. So you do have a drone. You have access to a drone.
I bought a Phantom 2 a while back that carries the GoPro and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what they have too. Yeah. That's great.
You check it out. Cause it went up on the building. They came down, they went through the building.
Wow.
They just they sped up the film at different points. And so went through the building really quick, highlights the playlist, song list, goes back up, goes to another one. It was pretty well done. But that's kind of what you're saying is what if you're not creative? What if you're just, you're the local church person. You feel like you got to get on Snapchat.
Right.
You know, where are you going for inspiration as far as how to do it and do it well?
Right. I follow a lot of, once again, like Young and Free and a lot of, as many youth groups as I can find. I just click like, and I see first and make sure that I can see like what other groups are doing. Probably not local groups. I don't think that's wise to copy the whole church down the street. But I mean, Bethel does an incredible job with, social media. Just find churches that you really like and like how they speak. Like Elevation does a great job. And just do what they're doing. You don't have to copy every word, but I copy posts every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I think a very wise man said there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know, it's one thing to rip somebody off completely, but if you're just finding inspiration from other accounts, even a creative person can feel that pressure to like, you know, outdo the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm going to take a quick coffee break here as my assistant comes into the room. And take a little sip of coffee.
It looks like product placement.
Must be nice.
That was great. That was so good. She texted me and said, "Do you want coffee?" I was like, "Sure," but I thought she meant like after I was done with the call. But that's good. So Jeremy, you've also we'll go back to Facebook because you actually do have a presence on there. You're a moderator of one of the cooler groups on Facebook. Tell us about the group and how you got involved with that.
Yeah, Church Social Media Managers. I actually founded it with two other admins, and we're the only admins still. We're pretty tight and careful, and like who gets in, we screen everybody. I'm sure you guys do too. Make sure they're involved with the church and not just some like spam guy from India. There's a ton of those, by the way. It's weird. So it's an incredible group. Both Church Social Media Managers and Church Communications are just solid groups to be in if you're not already, just because you can share your ideas and see what's working. That's almost better than following churches is follow the groups and see what every church ever is doing.
Both the Church Social Media Managers group and as well as the Church Communications, just people are so freely sharing information and nobody's really trying to hold on to anything because I think we realize we're all in the same boat.
Right. Everybody's sharing.
Yeah. So what can we do to help you guys promote that group? I mean, what's y'all's heart for it long-term?
Right. I mean, I don't think any of us have time to like organize events like you guys do. which is whatever. But it'd be cool to help the group focus more on social media and the other group less social media, more communication. So I see that as prints. I see that as mailers. I see that as
graphics,
stuff like that. And then like, I don't know. That's
that's a good discussion, Justin. Yeah. What do you think? Because it's a church comm can you know, so much can fall under that umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see the value in that, because like the church communications group, it's 3,000 people, and you do get a ton of questions that are just kind of all over the place, and you just
they'll even start with, "Hey, not really a church comm question, but like."
Yeah. There's a ton of stuff in there now that makes it a little cluttered. So I am a part of a few other groups that are specifically social media, and I do find myself, if I actually have a question, want to post something specifically about social media, I'll probably post it in both. But you get, you know, higher quality of answers when you're in a smaller, tighter group that's has a niche.
Yeah. I've always thought that.
Yeah. You guys have been great.
It's hard. These groups get so big and they just get really, really cluttered.
Yeah. But it's solid.
I think there's a wealth of information out there, and you know, you're going to get the people that are brand new and don't really know where to start. But I think just letting people know more and more about the group and that it is supposed to be just for social media, because that is a pretty specific genre anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
So, well, what else are you up to? How can we help support Jer and what you're doing?
I don't know. Just diving into senior season, so it's going to be a little cray-cray for the next – lot of months. I'm booked full for almost November, which is insane.
That's awesome.
So outside of church hours, obviously. So
well, for people listening and watching, where can they find you online?
Probably my best. I post most probably on Facebook. I'm all over the groups. You'll see me. I guarantee it. And if you want to see photos that I take, Instagram.com/JerChannel. I'm sure that'll be. That's just kind of where I post a lot of my photography stuff. Obviously, a lot of my photography ends up in the church account, but that's a lot of what I do. So
it's kind of your channel, Instagram, and Twitter, and then you've got your own website as well, right?
JeremyPoland.com. Nice. But it's mostly focused on like the booking part of seniors. It's not really a portfolio or anything exciting. I might do that someday, but
got it.
Well, good. Well, man, thanks so much for taking the time out and giving us a different perspective. Like I said, I think for sure you're the first youth men guy we've had on here. And then from a perspective of social media and how that affects the church, we really appreciate it. And thanks for taking the time.
Heck yeah. That's fun.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the show. For more resources and collaboration with other church practitioners, join our online community at thatchurch.community. It's a place for the church communications community to share and collaborate online. And when you join, you'll get access to tons of training resources, including videos from all of our conferences and workshops. Visit thatchurch.community today.